This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. They gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 6:02, down 11 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:60, down 13 on the open. March 5:80, down 13 and 3 quarters. July 6:11, down 9 and 3 quarters on the open. December corn opened at 4:01, down 10 and a quarter on the open. March 4:19, down 10. May 4:31, down 10 and 3 quarters. July 4:41, down 10 and 3 quarters. September 4:52, down 7 and 3 quarters. December 4:55 and a half, down 11 and a half on the open. November beans open at 8:78 and a half, down 17 and a half on the open. January 8:84, down 27 and a quarter. March 9:07, down 17 and 3 quarters. May 9:17, down 18 and 3 quarters. July 9:23, down 20 and 3 quarters. November 9:32, down 14 on the open. Of course, that's the 2009 contract. December soybean meal opened at 2:47. Down 50 on the open. January, 248.50, down 160. December soybean oil opened at 36.60, down 140 on the open. January, 37.32, down 121. October live cattle opened at 90.70, down 82.5 on the open. October feeders, 97, down 20. December lean hogs opened at 60, down 50 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 85.30, down 137 and a half on the open. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading at 89.68. It's off 342 points. The NASDAQ, 1727. It's off 52.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
How has events on Wall Street changed the paradigm in the grain pit and how you think about trading grains?
Well, definitely, it's a major factor because we did see the hedge funds trade commodities, and they probably lost money here lately. And we also got the feeling that they basically were leveraged 4 to 5 to 1, and they probably over the last Friday and over the weekend, you know, basically liquidated a lot of stocks, and they probably had some big margin calls on it. And as a result, it's quite obvious, even this morning with the stock market down, and also the crude oil stock prices down, it did encourage a major sell-off this morning in the corn, soybeans, and wheat and cattle market as well. So it has a tremendous influence. The price of stock, if you worked for Walmart, does have an effect on how good a job you do in the company you work for. And as a result of that, it has an influence on everybody's life. And I'm sure the stock market up considerably earlier in the week also had kind of a soothing effect on everybody's shopping and ability to buy corn and soybeans.
If the hedge funds were in the market and corn was over $7, I don't think anybody was really thinking that the fundamental value of corn was worth $7. Now that the hedge funds are not in the marketplace and corn is around $5, a little less than that, what are the people thinking about the value of corn? In other words, where is the true value of corn?
Well, that's a good one. And, of course, I want to make one point is hopefully what the real meaning of reform on the market reform that we hear the presidential candidates talk about is just how leveraged some of these people are. Of course, you know, the stock exchanges and the Board of Trade watch regulation of actual trading pretty close. And reform is these people that do have these, you know, money baskets of trading basically are unregulated and created derivatives on their own, and it didn't work very well. As far as what the real value of corn and soybeans are, is you basically look at not only our price at the Board of Trade, but you also look at price of world prices as well. And I think we're very close to it. And I think it was one idea that I heard on Commodity Week this week is that, you know, the threat of corn going down to 350 or something like that. Of course, the stock market closed very weak on Friday, and that possibly was one idea. But definitely, it is an influence of price level and price discovery. But I think we are looking at very cheap corn and soybean prices here in the makeup of the equation. And the reason we say that is, you know, we have and see examples in South America of it hard to pay for fertilizer and hard to expand corn and soybean acreage. And we even hear it daily from customers about input costs here. So I think we are getting very close to those levels where we are seeing a cutback in the worldwide production of commodities.
What's the hedger to do?
Well, he's doing a lot of things right. He's probably going to collect a nice insurance check from the insurance program. The forward sales, he's probably selling and delivering corn and soybeans on forward price contracts. And the other thing that we're looking at is that the country elevator probably didn't have two or three crops of wheat stored, and there's going to be more storage available because, you know, the farmer basically emptied his sales of corn and soybeans and wheat into the marketplace last year. So the country elevators, the system, has more space available. And we hear a lot of people basically feel that there has been a lot of stimulus packages brought forth. The government has flooded the world, and our government and basically the money center governments of the world have flooded their systems with a lot of liquidity, and this means inflation. And at some point in time, we will see some stability in prices. So the farmer is doing a lot of things right, and I got to commend him on it. And, of course, there's a lot more grain storage out here, and he can take advantage of basically a lot of low-interest loans by the federal government with the Commodity Credit Corporation.
I got the idea that those people that have storage are going to put it in storage and weld the door shut for a while. What's it going to take to unweld the door?
Well, you know, better prices. And, of course, we're a little surprised that OPEC hasn't basically woke up and slammed the crude oil door shut. And I think if we would see crude oil at $85 or $90 a barrel, you won't see price of corn down at $4 a bushel on the December futures. So, you know, there's a lot of cause and effect here. And we also, get the feeling that these early harvested yields in the Dakotas and the western upper Midwest, both in corn and soybean yields, seem to be drastically under some of the government estimates. And I think that's also going to bring stability in the marketplace, particularly in the soybean market, plus smaller production numbers in Argentina and Brazil. And also the Chinese, even though there was a rumor late in the day of cancellation, I think the soybean crush margins in China are tremendous. And so we are seeing some stability in the marketplace, and I think that it was predictable today that corn, soybeans, wheat, cattle were down because of the stock market and also crude oil.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City, 6.05 1/4, down 7 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat, 5.72, down 1. May, not trading, the March, 5.91, down 2 3/4. December corn, 4.02 3/4, down 8 1/2. March, 4.20 1/2, down 8 1/2. July, 4.45, down 6 3/4. November beans, 8.79, down 17. January, 8.93, down 18 1/4. December soybean meal, 247.70, up 20. December soybean oil, 36.50, down 1.50. Ed Kieser tells us a few scattered light showers may occur on Friday across Illinois and Indiana. Amounts should remain light and coverage under 50%. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.